Nailed it.
All right. Well, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Off the Rail. Oh, we had enough of Randy last week. My partner's back, Mr. AJ Ryder, Mr. Truck Stop Burrito. Good to have you back, buddy.
It's good to be back. I'm sorry I had to miss last week, but, you know.
On the injured list, as they call it.
Yep, on the IR last week. So, but we're back now. And I'd like to say, as bad as we've been, well, when it's me and you, I'm not entirely sure how good you guys did. I'm ready to hit this. I'm saying right now I'm going to hit this.
Yeah, well, we're going back to Keeneland. We are going back to Keeneland. This is the last week of the races there, and I figured let's try to go out in a bang. Yep. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful 65 and sunny down there, and we're going to tackle the late pick four starting in race number 5. AJ, why don't you tell us a little bit about the race?
I will. I did have a pretty good weekend at Keeneland, so I'm hoping to carry that over.
Yeah.
Into this one.
I wanted to keep that momentum going.
Yeah, let's keep it going.
It's going to be dry, actually. So I think for like the second week in a row, it's going to be dry on Off the Rail. So let's do it.
Gotta love the rare turf races on Off the Rail. All right, so let's kick it off. Race 5. It is a maiden claimer. But it's not just any maiden claimer. It's for $100,000. That's a pretty expensive maiden claimer. It's for 3-year-olds and up, and we are sprinting at 7 furlongs, and we are on the dirt. Tom, would you like to kick us off?
All right, I will. And let's start where we always start off at the beginning. The beginning is the number one horse, American Heights. This is an American Pharaoh. This is an American Pharaoh filly. Interesting Virginia bred. I think I like the distance. We're only going 7 furlongs, and with 7 furlongs, I love speed. This horse is the last three hit 104, 106, 105, throwing up some fantastic speed numbers. Like how the fact that she also has a new trainer going over to Maury. So definitely American Heights is going to be on my ticket. Going to also do a selection here. He's been doing well with babies. In fact, I like the number 5 here, Sonoma County. John Service filly is a 2-year-old. I'm sorry, 3-year-old. John had a 2-year-old winning at Parks yesterday. So he's kind of hitting the board with his babies. This is a first-time starter for John Service, the 5 horse, Sonoma County. And I'm also going to select the number 6 horse. Midnight Makes Sense. Pretty big jump for this horse, but I like Louie in the irons. She's looking pretty. She's in pretty good form too. I like to see the horses at. So I have 1, 5, 6 in the first leg.
All right, I like it. I'm with you on the 1. 180k horse. Again, William Maury. Really good the first time he's with a horse, you know, as far as time form is telling me. So, and I trust them. So, you know, 4-1 looks pretty solid. And I think it's due for one just because when you look at, you know, how it was, the form it was in at the end of 2021 or at the end of 2020, I guess, at Santa Anita, got second, then got second by a head. Comes back running at Santa Anita. We know Santa Anita sprinters are elite of the elite. And I think this horse, you know, the change of scenery might do this horse some good. And 4-1, I think, is a great price. I don't know if we'll get it, but it's a
pretty good price.
Yep. The other one, West Love, who weirdly, look, I get the 8-1 on this horse. I don't even know if I'll get – I mean, I think it will be an overlay. I really don't think a lot of people are going to bet this horse. But you see the increase in the second start when it switched to dirt, ran a better number when it switched to dirt. I think there's something because this horse is only coming back after 14 days.
Yeah.
I think maybe they think they can maybe steal one here, you know, in this condition. 8-1. I'm going to go West Love here at 8-1. And then I'm going to take one of the first time starters because I'd love to start off with a price. The 8, Dareen.
Yeah. Yep.
So this horse has been running pretty good at Oaklawn, training pretty good at Oaklawn, I should say. Moquette, and then you get Gaff in the irons. When Gaff is coming on with a horse, hey, I'm going to pay attention to it. And if he's riding a 25K horse here in this condition, then I might give it a second look. I like your other horses too. I think this there's a lot of horses to like here. And I think the 8, the unknown, the first time starter out of Oaklawn. Yeah, I'll give that a shot too. Maybe I can get a price right off the bat. And then I went one more deep just because I think this race could be, it's either the one's race or it's anybody's race.
That's accurate.
And that is the 2, No Silver Spoons here. Brad Cox, Flavian Pratt, that combo is lethal as hell.
As our guy Sean says.
Yep. And $125,000 horse, first time out with Cox. I mean, come on. 5-1, especially.
Yeah, that was, I'm probably going to sneak that one on my ticket.
Yeah, I couldn't ignore that at 5-1. So I'm going to go 4 deep here because I'd like to be around for the leg 2. So I went 2-8-1-11. Sorry.
Yeah, I put it up there. Jay, yeah, I really like that 6 with Louie in the irons. Yeah. Jay, just to let you know. Sean Patrick Nolan, you did get a shout out in our weekly show yesterday, so stay tuned for that. That we filmed that yesterday. It'll be on after this show. We're talking about Canadian breds, and of course your name came up, Sean. So good to see everybody here as always. Well, that Cox horse, I probably going to put that one on my ticket, but I think you summed it up perfectly. It's either the 1 or anybody could make a case for anybody, which you practically did. So that brings us to race 6. This is talk about a race that I just poured and poured over. What do you have here? This was a tough one, man.
Yeah, very much was. So race number 6, it's for 4-year-olds and up. We are going 1 16th, and God forbid, we are on the turf as of right
now. We are. Hey, we're going to stay on the turf.
It is a $120,000 allowance race. I'll kick us off since you were so gracious to go first last time. I went
$20,000.
Yeah, I went 3 deep here just because I don't know. I think this is a pretty good sequence for us. Like, I like this sequence because I do think there's money to be made here. And look, I started off and the 10 stuck out to me. Obviously, has ran here at Keeneland. I've seen him at Aqueduct. Recently was at Fairgrounds. But you're talking about, you know, a 4-year-old is at 4 starts and has had massive numbers. Last time it was here at Keeneland, ran 1 1/8 and won.
And won.
Over Giroux. And look, maybe Keeneland's this horse's track. Maybe Kentucky is his track. I don't know. But has been very competitive, winning 3 starts ago, coming out just missing by a neck at Fairgrounds last time out. And you're going to give me 12-1 on that? All right, I'll take it. And the 5, Skyro. Now, Skyro has put up most recently the best number of this field. Like, it dwarfs the rest of the field. And the reason that Skyro, I mean, it shouldn't be 4-1. It should be much better. When you look at since Skyro has came to the turf, I see time for figures of 107, then 113, and then 123. What's to say this horse doesn't run 130 in this race? It just seems to it found its home on the turf and continues to improve. You give me Tyler Gaffleone? Okay. Yes. Much a contender here at 4-1. Maybe the best. And to wrap it all up, I went to get another price here, and this is a Delaware horse. Be here, the number the 8 horse.
Yes. All right.
Strictly, yeah. You give me a horse who showed promise once it got to the turf, sort of the way the latter did. And, you know, it ran against Yes This Time, and Yes This Time was a monster for a while.
Yes.
For my racehorse down there. And now comes back after almost a year.
Yeah, through like
finds, days. Yeah, finds him himself in this race. I don't think it's a far-fetched idea that this 15-1 shot isn't competitive here, especially because guess who joins the team? Hall of Famer Johnny V. I mean, I think that the stars could come together here for Be Here, and I think he can be very, very competitive. So, look, that's 15-1.
That's an interesting take, 15 to 1.
I like it. I can't argue that. It caught my attention, and so I'm gonna.
We had our friend Danny Centano on it at that.
Yes, we did.
That was the Ken Stakes. With Yes This Time winning. Yeah, and I've been trying not to go with my heart. I really like this horse, but he's not going to be on my ticket. I do like your 5. You said it perfectly, man. I can't say anything more that you didn't love how he's love exactly what this horse is doing on the turf. With Tyler Gaff, don't need to go and say anything else that you didn't. I do like the 9 a little bit. Fluoriform.
Yep.
Into Mischief, which all of a sudden we're kind of forgetting about how great of a sire Into Mischief was and still is. Gets Joel Rosario back in the irons. This horse has hit the board the last 5 times out. Talk about a good form. And you're talking about how good this 5 looked. This 9 hit a 122 the last time out and finished 3rd. Along with your 10, I believe this is the only other horse that won on the green grass here at Keeneland. Granted, this might have about 1.5 years or so ago, but this horse has shown that he can win here at Keeneland. And I'm going to take a little bit of a shot with the 3.
Well, and the last time he was here too, guess who the jock was?
Exactly. Yep. Yep. I also like the 3 here. I like the workouts for this 3. Granted, mm-hmm. it's a nice long layoff, but if you have taught me anything, AJ, don't be scared of that long layoff. And I love his workouts. With Irat, we've got Irat up and another horse here. He won, ran 2 times here on the Keeneland turf, and he has won. 15-1, we're not going to get that come morning line, but I'm going to take a stab at it. So I'm going 3, 5, 9 here.
I didn't go there, but I like it a lot.
Jay likes the 5. Dennis likes Continental Coin, the 4 at 20-1.
Ooh.
With Ray Gutierrez.
Ooh.
Fairgrounds shipper. Look, yeah, Dennis. I could. Out of Constitution. Okay.
I get behind it.
Yeah, this one gave me. I had to go back. I had to do the other couple of races and then go back to this one. This one just was driving me fits. I've literally made a case for almost every horse in this race, but I don't have big pockets, so I had to limit it. I went 3, 5, 9 at race 6, and AJ went 5, 8, 10 and
5, 9, 10. You're right. 5, 8, 10. I had already turned my page.
Sorry. And then that was a $120,000 race. And this,
yeah,
that is, as we said last week and the week before, $120,000 is more than like most of the races combined on a regular off the rail show. Yeah. So this is, we're playing with the big boys.
I like where Dennis is going there. I really do. Especially when you look at his latest turf effort, it's sort of like, he might be onto something there, especially that's one of those horses where I have my pick 3 or pick 4 in, and I'll place a win bet on that horse, you know, just because I don't want to be wrong about it. when the time comes.
Armchair likes your 10 on his nice. So that's some good.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, never mind. All in on the 10.
Well, we go from a nice huge field to kind of like a regular off the rail field here, yeah, in race 7. Not a big field whatsoever. What do we have going on here?
So race 7, we are restricted to 3-year-olds only. It is a $50,000 claiming race. We're going a mile and 16th, and now we're switching back to the dirt. Tom, what do you got going on?
Yeah, lead off. You're nothing too crazy. I think this is going to be a 2-horse race, and if this 3 gets out on the lead, I think it could wire it down. Down cold. Back in my drinking days, I drank many of them down cold. A little bit of a step up. I mean, he was running at Fairgrounds and Sam Houston, but it's a Steve Asmussen horse. Asmussen had his number one jock Stewie Elliott on him down there at Sam Houston. So I do like this 3. I think, like I said, if he gets out front, he can wire. The only other horse I see giving him a problem would be the 5, Silent Disco. Silent Disco likes this distance, showing very, very nice form. And hey, it's a small race, but we are going a mile, and you all know how much I like my closers here. And we've got one of the up and coming jocks, Ray Gutierrez, on there too. So I've got 3-5 here. I only went 2 deep.
I went 2 deep as well. And I really, 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 really wanted to single the 2. I think the 2 to me stuck out more than anyone else. I'm going to be with you on one of these other ones, but the 2 got here to the Keeneland turf, has been continuing to improve, and once it got here to the Keeneland turf, ran a number not even remotely close to anything it's ran before at Turfway or in that maiden race that it ran. So I think it likes this Keeneland turf. It's been working out really well. Granted, that was on synthetic, but been working out really well. Mm-hmm. Might like this Keeneland turf because, I mean, the number jumped almost 20 points. I really like this horse here. The only thing that made me question the 3 was the fact that Asmussen has ran 68 races this year at Keeneland and has won 1% of those. I know Asmussen, normally you see that and you're like, okay, it's Steve Asmussen, right?
Right.
But 1%? 1%? If that was 10%, I'd be fine. If 1%? That's... so not what Asmussen is, and I get that, but the only thing that kind of brings me back down to earth on that is the fact that he's Steve Asmussen. He's got Gaffleone on board with that 3. I very much considered throwing that horse out. I really did, but this is a horse who's winning at 20% on its own. The number it ran last time out at Fairgrounds obviously is much the best, so I am going to include it. But if I had trimmed down this ticket anymore, the 3 might be my first cut. But it's not right now, so I'm going 2-3.
Okay, 2-3, and I went 3-5.
Hopefully that 3 wins and we both can move on.
I hope so.
It's weird in that 5-horse field. It did feel like, there was just only I like Silent Disco. I get where you're going. I get it. But I, you know, you got to cut down somewhere. And in the two, for me, I don't know, for whatever reason, just felt right. So I don't hate you for doing the five.
Well, thank you for not hating me.
Yeah, well, I don't hate you for doing the
we've
five.
We've come a long way.
I hate you for other reasons, but
we've been doing this for 10 months now, and this is the first show where AJ said he did not hate me. So
I didn't hate you for doing the five. I still hate you for doing other things, like, you know, living life the way you do. But I get it.
It looks like Jay is splitting the difference and taking two in the five. Cool.
Solid. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the play I'll make. Yeah. If we're both on the same horse, does that mean we toss it?
I don't know.
I think that's Jay's.
That's what Jay's thinking. I don't know. Maybe he's watched the show once or twice.
We're both on the same horse, so that must be
Yep. Yeah, it won't rain and AJ doesn't hate me. Exactly. Cool. Well, all right. We got one more race, and we have one more race on the sweet turf of Keeneland.
We do. Race number 8, the final leg of this pick 4, a maiden special weight for $100,000. That's a lot of coin there. This one's for 3-year-olds and up, and we are going a mile. And like y'all said, we are back on that sweet, sweet Keeneland turf. I think you're leading us off here.
Sure. Why not? We are in race 8. And, man, I like it when D-Rest and I are on the same horse. I like this 5 here. American Pyramid. American Pharaoh on the turf. I like it. I like Johnny V. in the irons. This horse just keeps missing. I mean, it's showing in good form, but it just 2 races, hit the board twice, just keeps on missing, putting up good form, 102 and a 97 last couple times out. Out of Miss Sky. So as I think you know, AJ, anytime I don't play a Sky horse, my wife Sky does not makes me sleep on the couch. And when wow. A Sky horse wins. And I also like the 4 here, Spare Cash. Something that I'm hoping we might have after this. But a bunch.
Never again, please.
We talk about great form. This horse is showing. Last 3 times out has hit that board. Running well down there on the synthetic. Now we're doing the real stuff. And I'm rounding out my ticket with a first time starter, and that is the 10, Diva Ready. This horse interests me a lot. I love the pedigree. I love the pedigree running on the green. You know how I love my international, my Britain and my Irish horses, love them on this grass here at Keeneland. This is where this horse pedigree is from. And Luis Saez was on the 12 and jumped off to get on this 10. So I look a little into that kind of thing. So I went 4, 5, and 10.
All right. I'm going to start off with 2 horses that I'm not using, but I think if you decide that you want to use them, don't listen to this show ever again, ever. Well, you watch it, give us the view for like a second, but don't be dissuaded by anything either of us says. 1 is going to be the 12, Honeycomb. Now, Honeycomb, you got Hernandez off the long layoff and seemed to have figured it out a little bit. I know it got 7th, but it was only 3 lengths behind, and maybe turf is his thing. I don't know. Or her thing. Sorry, this is hilarious. At 6-1. If I get beat by that horse, then shame on me because I contemplated using it. The other one is one under the sky. Now, under the sky didn't have the greatest run the first time it was on the Keeneland turf. They tried the dirt, and now we get the long layoff. Who knows how this horse will come back, because it ran a really good maiden race at Kentucky Downs the first time it ran.
Mm-hmm.
I want to use Under One Sky so bad.
But I lost to California Angel. That was a good race.
Yes. I can't take them all, though. And I really, really want to take Under One Sky. I'm not going to.
You're not taking the one. Okay.
I'm not going to. I'm saying those are two horses. If they beat me, so be it. That's my mistake for not taking them. I am with you on American Pyramid. If American Pyramid can transition to the turf, obviously, maybe much the best and not even close. That's the safe play, right? I'm with you on the 10, Diva Reddy, the first-time starter who was training really well. Jonathan Thomas, very, very good with first-time starters, especially on the dirt as well. The time form rating on this horse for the dirt is really good. 6-1. Especially with a lot of maiden horses, it's always something to think about. And yeah, I'm going to go there. 6-1 seems like a good price. The 9, Saffron Moon.
Yeah.
Now, Saffron Moon, you're getting Chad Brown and Flavian Pratt. Now, that combo is absolutely
dangerous.
Deadly. Seemed to not have great luck on the dirt thus far. We get the long layoff, and maybe this horse comes back to the turf, and this is exactly where it needs to be. 5-1. It is Brown and Pratt, so who knows what you'll get come post time. But the 9 is going to be on my ticket right now. If I lose any of those, obviously I'm going the 1. I'm going with the
Under the sky.
Yeah. Lose any of those, I'm going with the 1, but those are the 3 as of now who on my potential ticket.
So AJ, you went 5-9-10 in the last leg.
Yeah.
And I went 4-5-10.
That scares me. I might just chuck the 10 and take the 1. Because we can't have that many horses overlap between the two of us.
Yeah, a lot of interesting first timers here. And DRS likes that too, which I liked out of Uncle Mel, Kentucky bred. But yeah, a lot of good fillies here. And this is an interesting stepping stone. Going to be interesting to see where they go after this meet, if they're going to go to Churchill or where after this race.
So yeah. This is a ticket to make money on. Like, there's potential, a lot of money here.
Yeah, because there was a couple interesting first-time starters in race 5 as well. So if one of them pops, we might definitely see something on our ticket. And hey, it's not going to rain. It looks like it's going to be kind of a shitty weekend down there. So tickets will be all kinds of bonkers for the last weekend.
Actually, officially, can I put the 1 on my ticket here? I'm going to do it.
Are you taking the 10 out?
No, I'm just going to make my ticket more expensive.
Okay.
And take
so one, AJ went 1-9-10.
Yeah. I don't want to be wrong with that.
Okay.
So I do think there's something there.
Well, there you have it, everybody. And yeah, man, I really do like in doing this Keeneland. We'll have to do it again next year. But we'll be.
Yeah, Keeneland's always a fun track, especially because they run on Wednesday at this time. So.
Yeah. But hey, you know what's going to be running on Wednesday in a month? Delaware Park. So we might be doing that a couple. Not as exciting as Keeneland, but hey, you know what? Stick to what you know. We'll be hammering home a couple Delaware Parks. And we'll be back next Tuesday at 8:00. And hey, we're going to be releasing the weekly show at 9:00. We went over, unfortunately, we had a couple deaths in the horse racing world with Midnight Bourbon and Zippy Chippy. We went over a couple fun things and had to get to know the clowns. We also did a social media conundrums. So take a look at that, Social Dilemmas. And, of course, Hot Jockey of the Week. Hint, hint, it was a Mid-Atlantic jockey this week. But everybody, thank you for joining us. And we've got a big week. We got a big week next week with the Derby. So stay tuned to the Triple Clowns channel. We got a lot of fun stuff popping. And, hey, don't forget, go to fantac.com for all your horse racing gear. We'll see you guys later. Thanks, everybody.